15 minutes was all it took. 15 minutes for waves 30 feet high to sweep over the land and take 30 to 40,000 souls into the sea.
Some of my friends and even some of my family were victims.
16 family members of yours gone.
Yes, 16 family members, my family.
Tsunami destroyed their whole house, everything gone. It's difficult to explain.
Asiri Gurasinghe was in his hometown of Galle immediately after the tsunami.
I saw a lot of things. I saw a lot of bodies.
He saw the victims and crumbled buildings and debris everywhere. But today, as we drive through the town, the victims have been buried, some of the rubble pushed aside, and the city is busy.
So every shop almost open. And they are trying to rebuild again.
He says the people here are determined and seems tickled when we pass a protest in the street. The demonstrators are demanding the Sri Lankan government get international aid to them more quickly.
They want to do everything in quick way.
Now.
Now.
They don't want to wait, but there's a lot to do. Much of the coast, entire towns have been destroyed. We'll take a look at the recovery effort tomorrow. Heather Bosch, News Radio 710 Cairo.